This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by uNatural, empowering your health as natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective. Serenity is the natural sleep aid supplement that helps you wind down without the grogginess and fogginess that habit-forming sleep aids can sometimes cause. Try it risk-free for 90 days with 15% off from eunatural.com using checkout code eHealth. 15. Again, that is unatural.com. Check out code eHealth15.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Joe Gian Garcia. He is also an endowed professor of medicine at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, Tucson, and also the CEO of Aqua Lung Therapeutics, an early-stage biotech firm working on developing immune-focused therapeutic antibodies for patients suffering from disorders characterized by acute and chronic lung and systemic inflammation. And Dr. Garcia, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Eric.
Certainly our pleasure. Really appreciate your time. So I understand you've devoted your career to lung health. It's certainly timely right now. Can you tell us about yourself, Dr. Garcia, to kick things off here today?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so I'm a pulmonary and critical care physician scientist, which means I take care of people with lung disease, including people in the ICU. And my research has been for several decades focused on trying to understand the mechanisms on why people develop critical illnesses like acute respiratory distress syndrome, or ARDS. These people are very sick, and they're in the ICU with respiratory failure, and they're on ventilators. And we've been trying to figure out how to come up with new therapies for these patients, because there aren't any FDA approved therapies for ARDS, and the mortality of people that have ARDS is like 40%. So when I was at I was chief of pulmonary and critical care medicine at Johns Hopkins, and we identified a pathway that was novel, and we've been trying to pursue that pathway and come up with a therapy for people with ARDS. After I left Hopkins, I was the chairman of medicine at the University of Chicago, and I ran two health systems, one at the University of Illinois, one at the University of Arizona here. But I've kept a very active laboratory, and most of my work has been really focused on ARDS.
Up front, we certainly want to thank you for what you do in this space. And you mentioned ARDS. Can you describe acute respiratory distress syndrome, and who is at most risk here?
Yeah. So ARDS, this is an entity where people experience trauma, bacterial or viral pneumonias, and develop substantial inflammation in the lung. And of course, today the most prominent and unbelievable, devastating infection that's caused in ARDS is COVID-19 infection. So once you have this exposure to the virus or to bacteria in the lung, such as a bacterial pneumonia, these patients get unbelievable amounts of inflammation, and that inflammation causes blood vessels in the lung to become leaky. And when that happens, fluid leaves the bloodstream, enters into the tiny air sacs of the lung, and starts to flood the lung. And when this happens, the work of breathing for people that have water in their lungs, such as I've just described, the work of breathing is unbelievably substantial. So these people generally run out of energy, they fatigue, and that's when they need a ventilator, a mechanical ventilator, a machine to treat their respiratory failure. That is, in fact, what ARDS is. It's respiratory failure caused by the infections that I've just mentioned, COVID-19 being a very, very prominent cause today. And the mortality, as I said, is about 40%.
And that is actually a high number and staggering, I might add. How does the coronavirus make treating ARDS so challenging?
Well, it's the issues around this particular coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes this COVID-19 pandemic. The issues around that is that it's just the level of inflammation that it induces is substantially greater than what we see generally with like an influenza season of influenza every year. Influenza, every year before COVID-19, about 500,000 people every year develop ARDS in the U.S. alone. A lot of that is, in fact, influenza season, but that virus is not nearly as potent and inflammatory as the coronavirus that we're dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Its ability to cause infection and be transmitted from human to human is pretty unbelievably robust. And all of these produce a situation where the level of inflammation when you have, if you're a susceptible individual, as the elderly are, and as people with diabetes turn out to be, and people with cardiac illnesses and lung illnesses, these are all people at risk for a very, very tough course with a COVID-19 infection.
Certainly do appreciate the input and the information shared so far. As natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective, try Serenity at 15% off from unatural.com with checkout code eHealth15. Again, that is eunatural.com, checkout code eHealth15 today. We're speaking with Dr. Joe G.N. Garcia, the CEO of Aqualung Therapeutics, an early-stage biotech firm working on developing immune-focused therapeutic antibodies for patients suffering from disorders characterized by acute and chronic lung and systemic inflammation. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, if you would, Dr. Garcia, tell us about your new company, Aqualung Therapeutics, and what is your approach towards addressing ARDS?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so as I mentioned, when I was at Johns Hopkins, we had identified what we believed was a very novel pathway that regulates inflammation in the lung. And so our work at that time identified a particular protein, and it's called NAMPT. And this is a master regulator of inflammation. So it's very, very highly activated with bacterial infection and with viral infections. And so we thought this would be a very good target. If we could neutralize this protein with a monoclonal antibody by using an antibody approach to neutralize this protein, that we could regulate inflammation in the lung and therefore reduce inflammation and maybe making patients with ARDS have a milder course and perhaps not have the high mortality that they're experiencing now. So Aqualung Therapeutics was really derived as a biotech company to focus on this particular pathway. And we have a platform where we've developed a humanized monoclonal antibody that works great in animal models of ARDS. We've developed some other ancillary tests that check the levels of this protein in your blood and also a genetic test to show that certain people are more likely to have a bad outcome with ARDS. And so using this platform, we think that we can identify patients most likely to develop ARDS after something like a COVID-19 infection and then most likely to respond to our antibody therapy.
Also, Dr. Garcia, where do you stand now as far as research is concerned, and when do you believe this treatment will be made available to patients, and would it be in time for the next outbreak of COVID-19 or other pandemics?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you're talking specifically about this antibody therapy for Aqualung Therapeutics, we think that we'll probably be testing this in people within the year, and, depending on how our trials of in individuals with ARDS go, it could be out for people in 2 or 3 years. So it probably won't be a major therapy across the country for this pandemic, but we think that it could very likely be fast-tracked into being a novel and important therapy for people in the next wave of COVID-19 or other coronaviruses that we believe are likely to be coming.
Again, Dr. Garcia, thanks for what you do and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Where can listeners get more information on Aqualung Therapeutics, and also how could they be in touch as needed?
Yeah, so we have a good website that it's aqualungtherapeutics.com, and you can find us easily on the web. We have information there about ARDS and our approaches there. We're based in Tucson, Arizona, and we have a very active company right now that's we've been funded from the National Institute of Health with a number of grants totaling about $10 million that help support our work. And so we're very excited about potentially having a therapy that might be useful for patients with ARDS as well as other inflammatory disorders. But we're focused on the ARDS because this is a real killer.
Well, Dr. Garcia, again, we thank you for joining us here on eHealth Radio. Hopefully we can get you back on with an update of sorts in the future. Again, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Eric. You take care. Bye-bye.
And you too. We've been speaking with Dr. Joe G.N. Garcia, an endowed professor of medicine at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, Tucson, and also the CEO of Aqualung Therapeutics, an early-stage biotech firm working on developing immune-focused therapeutic antibodies for patients suffering from disorders characterized by acute and chronic lung and systemic inflammation. And for further details, visit aqualungtherapeutics.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health as natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective. Try Serenity at 15% off from unatural.com with checkout code eHealth15. Again, that is eunatural.com, checkout code eHealth15.